T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, the family says they want to push BART's hand to try and make it safer for all riders on BART.
Where do you want to start?
Gosh.
Where do
it's
complicated.
This case has really thrown out into the open, you know, so many things that we've all been quietly talking about. It's a mess on BART quite often for people. They don't feel safe. They feel the system is just kind of wide open and full of trouble. And now it all comes together in one story.
It does. And we do that with BART, and we do that with other things as well. You know, you just have sort of have that flashpoint. But it's not just BART. I mean, we're going to have to be honest here. BART is, and like any system, is trying to grapple with how do you handle this behavior. Okay, and how is we want to? The person that is accused of doing the slashing was on BART a couple of days earlier and had been cited for fare evasion. So a lot of people say, well, just keep the fare evaders off, because it tends to be somebody jumping the fare, isn't going into the system, you know, great, and chances are they're the troublemakers.
But how do you do that?
Okay, well, BART, a couple of problems they have. One is they physically, it's virtually impossible to do, because like it or not, systems have to be gotten into and out of. So they were talking about hardening up the gates, making it tougher to get in and out. Well, it might be tougher to get in rush hour, but also tougher to get out and there's an emergency. They've had fights with the fire department about how to do that. That's second one is, okay, have the station agents do it. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm sitting there as a station agent and I've watched it and I'm in that booth and I see somebody bigger than me go jump over that turnstile. I'm not running out to try to catch him. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a bigger issue. Do we really have evidence? I know this sounds emotionally powerful, that fare evaders commit crimes at a high level. Do we know there's a nexus here?
They don't commit big crimes.
Yeah, I'm talking about stabbing somebody.
Right, exactly. Okay, stabbing's a rare thing. It's the daily stuff, Stan. It's like there was just an incident where we had a guy smoking meth openly in the trains, and people were calling in repeatedly saying, "I'm this guy sitting around smoking."
Yeah, because he didn't find a place near Civic Center in San Francisco to do it on the street.
Exactly. And they picked him up, but he had an outstanding felony warrant. If not, he'd have been given a citation for smoking. Not necessarily, and you know, you can have meth, but that's not even a citation offense these days. Then the BART does have a system for banning people. If you are a bad apple or a repeat offender, they have a system that can say, bounce you out for a year. Now here's where we get into chapter 2 of police and public safety, race. Because 2/3 of the 300 people that were barred for the year were African American. That immediately raises questions. Is it being fair? Are we doing that right? You keep adding that on, and you have a police force in a system that really doesn't really know what to do. And then you have a case like this that happens. And added to the irony of all of this is that this slashing was terrible. It was tragic. But does BART have enough cops? No, they don't have enough cops. And even if they did add up a cop, there were two cops at that station that were there for a medical emergency, and they couldn't stop it either. So we go and say, how does this happen? Why does this happen? It happens a lot on the streets of Hayward. It happens in Fremont. We have these incidents happening, total slashings or shootings out of the blue, and you don't have an answer for that. Why should you think you're going to have an answer for a system that's 120 miles of tracks, 48 stations spread over 3 counties.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.